podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and the metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, XRPRadio.co.uk in Birmingham, United Kingdom, RootRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, BuildTheScene.com here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. I usually do. If it's you, I'm sorry. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 590. With me tonight is, I'm going to go with the way you spelled it out on the screen, Gregory. I'm assuming that's because it's almost Halloween.
Yeah, that's what Nick calls me on stage. He emphasizes the gore. Gregory. Something like that.
Do you go by Gregory or do you?
No, it's just Greg.
Greg, yeah.
Yeah.
With me tonight, Greg from Scarlet Sky. You can see a little bit of their album cover behind us. It looks like we're in a exploding scene. So it's been a little while since we chatted last.
Yeah.
I have gotten out to some shows, and I know we talked about not having shows probably the last time that we were talking.
Yeah, I think we were just trying to rehearse the last time we talked.
And, the pandemic has messed things up a lot, music scene-wise, but I've been to quite a few shows. I went and saw Crash Army, who I was just interviewing a little bit ago.
Okay.
I saw Kiss, not local scene, but I saw Kiss. I saw, trying to think who all I've photographed recently, Royal Honey, not a common crown. Man.
One of Matt's bands?
Yes.
One of the 27?
This is terrible. Borstal Boys.
Okay.
Not only it's terrible because it's a Matt band and I should know, but I do their website. I know I've been to more recently. I'm just completely... It's been a day.
I'm trying to think. I went to Slipknot and Killswitch a couple weeks ago.
Where was that at?
Star Lake.
Oh, okay. That's where the Kiss show was, too.
Yeah.
I had a kind of funny situation happen there. I was recognized by a podcast fan, which normally you'd be like, that's great. It wasn't my podcast. it's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Oh, good old Lou.
I've been on their show twice, and I try not to miss it when it's on. I go and chat with them while they're doing their live recordings.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next point. If you're listening to Greg and I, and that means you're with us live right now, you can make comments on the videos either on YouTube or Facebook, and we will see them. Except if you're watching through First Angel Media's Facebook page. That one doesn't interact with us. You should go to Build a Scene and respond there. Anyway, now that that's out of the way. So, what has Scarlet Sky been up to recently?
Well, the last couple months have been kind of hiatus-like. Our last show was September 4th, one of the Rock for Life shows. And right before that, Ash's mom got put in ICU. So, he's been spending a lot of time there when he's not working. And then COVID went through my house and COVID went through Nick's house. And yeah. So we're just writing amongst ourselves until we can get back together. Pretty much.
Said Rock for Life show would have been a concert for Anna.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Look at me figuring out just by dates.
Right. Yeah. But
that was at JB's, right?
JB, yeah.
I have not been to JB's. That's going to have to change. And a lot of places that I haven't been to, I've been showing up too recently because bands have been hiring me to take photos. So it's like killing two birds with one stone. I get to go see a new venue and I get to take pictures, which I love doing.
New venues are always good.
The venue I saw Crash Army at was not a place I thought I'd ever go to see a band. They played at Torrid Mine. Torrid Mine it's in Tarentum.
Okay. It
is a mine where they teach you about coal mining.
No way.
But apparently in October, they turn it into a haunted mine.
And, okay.
They have a big stage set up, like a permanent stage. I had no idea it was there. I went and took pictures of Crash Army. It's a very cool venue. They had a fire pit set up. It's right where you go into the Haunted Mine. So when you're waiting in line, you can hear the live bands playing.
That's pretty cool.
That food truck's there. It was a cool setup. I'm assuming they probably will be doing that this last weekend here in October as well. I don't know who's playing, but if you get a chance, go check it out.
That's pretty cool. There's a haunted house by where I live that has bands every Friday and Saturday, like all of September and October.
Which haunted house is that?
Wells Township.
I'm
in Ohio. The rest of the band's in PA.
Okay. So. Okay. I was going to say, I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, it's in a, you know, where it's just south of Steubenville, like 5 miles, okay. 10 miles, something like that.
So you're barely in Ohio then.
Barely. I'm on the river. Ohio to PA in 7 minutes.
You're probably closer to Pittsburgh than I am.
Without traffic, it's like 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Hey, we're about the same.
Yeah. All depends on that tunnel.
Which one?
Fort Pitt.
Oh.
I don't go out to Squirrel Hill that often.
That bridge, I hate that bridge.
Yeah.
But
cross five lanes in 10 seconds. Make your move.
Yep. And every time my wife's going, you need another lane. I'm like, I can't go over yet.
Mikey Mixter's in the house.
Mikey, this is for you then. She lived right across from West Allegheny. There's a mobile home park. I can't remember the name of it, but that's where she grew up. I think Mikey's younger than us, though, so he probably...
Oh, he's definitely younger than me.
Let's see if he chimes in. Yeah, that's it. Virginia Hills, thanks. I don't know. If I knew his age, I could throw out some names. But anyway, I don't know a lot of people from over there. Mikey from Instakill, for anyone who's not familiar. 34. Yeah, he's 10 years younger than me.
Same here.
Actually, in, let's see, 23 days, I'm going to be 45. I'm going to cut that out later.
I got like 6 months.
This is the time where I constantly tell my wife, we're the same age. Like, no, you're not.
At least I'm not the old guy in this band. The last band, I got all the old guy jokes.
My daughter, during the last interview a few minutes ago, I was talking about age. My daughter come running out of the room. She's like, you're like 500, right? Thank you. 500. So you said you've been writing. Is there an album in the near future?
Hopefully. Right now we got 4 finished songs. And a couple other ones that are semi-structured. He's asking me who's the oldest. You know, Ash is the oldest, Mikey. So we got 4 that are finished. We started playing live. And then a couple other ones that are pretty close. And then, like I said, I mean, Jason, he's been writing riffs at home. I've been writing different bass parts at home. So until we have a rehearsal, that's what we got.
I'm going to throw some questions at you.
Okay.
Some of them I may have asked before. I'll try and ask some that I haven't. We'll see how that goes.
If you're going to remember which ones you asked me, right?
That's the problem. I mean, this is
I'll try to answer differently if possible.
I mean, this is episode 590. I've asked a lot of questions. And I just did episode 68 of 3 Questions in a Song. So lots of questions. 6 on Friendly Fire, which is new if you guys aren't familiar with that one. That's live on XRP Radio with Jonna. We take local music from our scene and put it up against the playlist of the station in the United Kingdom. And we have fun giving each other a hard time and listening to some of the best music
I used to listen to XRP all the time.
Ah, so Tiz.
So familiar. I know Tiz, yeah.
Yep, yep. So John and I are on there live once a month.
That's cool. I'll have to check it out.
It's a cool station. The majority of their music is not what I play on my station, which makes it an interesting right. mix.
Yeah, they have a vast variety of independent stuff from what I remember.
Yep. And from all over the planet. So really, yep. we're putting up the Western PA tri-state area against the world. And we do kind of keep score which songs I like better. And they keep winning. But I think it's because everybody in the chat box are the judges. And they're all friends.
Oh, they all know each other.
I tell them that, and I tell them that they keep the scoreboard and the scorekeeper always wins. But I put up a fight on the last episode. You should go check it out. It's first for Friendly Fire number 6, which you can find on buildthescene.com. There are live videos just like we're doing here. So you can watch us talk while the music's playing, hear what we're talking about behind the scenes. Or you can hang out in the chat box live and participate in voting. And I think you should go vote because I'm tired of losing.
Friendly Fire episode 6.
Yes. That one, Jonna is not on. So this will sound terrible. It actually ended on time. We usually go over. And
over is not a bad thing.
Tiz and Kat blamed it on Jonna talking a lot. But she makes it funny. I'm like the straight man to the three of them. But so let's see. If you were standing at a crossroads waiting for the devil to arrive, what would you be trying to sell your soul to him for?
What would I try to sell my soul to him for?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And realize I'm not actually asking you to sell your soul to the devil. I just want to know what one of your major goals is. It's just my questioning.
Well.
That's so you can't say.
Okay, well, I got it. I got it. So, pre-COVID, we booked a show at the Whiskey. That show never happened. So I'd sell my soul to play at the Whiskey.
I get it. Have you tried to rebook it?
No. Not yet. It was with Black Valentine.
Yes, I remember talking about them.
Yeah.
I think Robbie told me about them, actually, and then we talked about them. Yeah,
East End played there. Well, Ash was in East End with all them guys, so I'd sell my soul for a new neck. I know a good chiropractor, Mikey.
If you were sitting on a bench and your musical idol sat down beside you and said, "You can ask me one question," first of all, who would you be sitting next to? And second of all, what would you ask them?
Billy Sheehan. And I'd basically just ask him how he makes that tapping stuff he does look so easy. There's got to be a technique. I could do some tapping stuff on bass, but not like that.
All right, so you're walking down the street, and there's a DeLorean sitting there with its door up, and you climb into it, and you can pick any time to go back to and follow one band around for a year. Who are you visiting with that DeLorean?
Sabotage, before Chris passed away. Yeah. So 91, 92. Maybe some Streets Rock Opera era. Hollow the Mountain King, of course.
you somehow end up in a situation like the movie Almost Famous. Have you seen Almost Famous?
Maybe.
All right. So in Almost Famous, this kid is trying to become a writer for Rolling Stone, and they send him out on an assignment, and he's following this band around on tour. And basically, he ends up friending them, and all kinds of stuff that shouldn't happen happens. And then he writes this article that makes it sound like it was so much better than it was, and he ends up being a writer. But anyway, that's the synopsis. And if you haven't seen it, sorry, I just ruined it.
I'll forget what you said before I'd watch it. So
what band would you want to be your first assignment?
What band would I want to be my first assignment?
Yep. So if you were going to be a writer for Rolling Stone, who would you want to write about the first time?
Well, I'll go current bands, and I will go with Blacktop Mojo. If you've never heard of them, check them out.
I've heard of them, and I'm pretty sure I listened to them, but it's been a while.
We've done a couple shows with them. They're awesome dudes.
I'm just going to keep firing away. Let's see. If you could play... Nope, I'm going to do this one instead. Dave Grohl. Who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, what band do you want to get up on stage with and play one of their originals?
Wow. Take a second to narrow this one down. Queensryche. Something.
Go ahead.
Operation Mindcrime, anything off that album.
You could play at any venue besides the Whiskey. What venue would you want to play at?
What's that place where they hold a Black in open air. Did I say that right? I'm not German. Backen.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know where it is.
I play there. It used to be Wembley Stadium. Does that still exist?
It does.
All right, I'd do that. If we can't figure out what venue WOA is at.
Let's see. All right, so Scarlet Sky goes out on their first major tour. And I know this isn't how it works, but the band gets to choose who's going to open.
Who's going to open?
Yep. What bands from the local scene are you taking with you?
And that's not fair because I'm going to leave somebody out. Man, there's so many good ones. I'm going to take, we did it the last time we played with Blacktop Mojo at the Craft House. These young kids opened up. I think it was the Blacktop Mojo show. Anyway.
Was it Travolta?
No.
Oh. I saw them.
Maybe it was the Hinder show. One of them two shows. And these young kids are like 17. They don't have a bass player. They brought their school friends. They had a pit bigger than anybody's pit. They're called Porters. Have you heard them?
I have.
I will take them out because they're cool, cool young dudes.
Yeah, Jazz from Rattleclack.
Yeah.
Tell me about them.
Yeah, that's the show that I wore Jazz's cowboy hat on stage.
I'm glad you said cowboy hat. For anyone who's not familiar, Jazz wears kilts a lot.
I will not wear Jazz's kilt.
He has lots of kilts.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said somewhere like 17 or 18. I heard him talking about it.
Yeah, he, Jazz produced and mixed and mastered our EP.
Jazz's company and a few of his bands' websites were made by me. There, that was hard to get out for some reason.
Rattleclack?
Yep, I did the Rattleclack site, I did the Homicide Black site. I did the Half Wheel site. That might be it. I have so many websites that I work on. Sometimes it blends together. but anyway, check all those out. Also, since we're talking websites, right below me in the video, you'll see I have scarletsky.bandcamp.com listed. You can go check out Scarlet Sky there. And I will tell you something that most people probably don't know. I did this with a song, by the Existential Gentlemen, who are from the Mon Valley. I had the song on my computer, but it was easier just to go to Bandcamp and press play. Eventually, they will stop letting it play and tell you you have to buy it.
Yeah, there's a setting in there that you're allowed so many listens or something.
Yep, I had no idea. So then I started playing it on my computer, but it was just easier to go Bandcamp instead of going to find it on my hard drive. All right, let's go further down memory lane then. Can you pinpoint the moment that you realized you wanted to be in a band?
Well, I'd say I was probably like 14. Me and a friend of mine in high school or middle school, whatever, started talking about it. I mean, I started playing when I was like 10. So.
And you were playing bass then?
No, I switched to bass when I was like 14.
So you started out on guitar?
Yeah.
And then switched to bass?
Yep. Don't laugh. It's Bang Tango's fault. Them bass lines were funky.
So before we get too much further in this, how about we take a moment and I can't remember if we played Pain Inside. You guys have been on two or three times.
I think it's the third one.
But we're going to play Pain Inside tonight. Usually I ask for a story about the song. If you have a story, you can tell one, or we can just listen.
You can just listen because that's a personal Nick story. So I don't want to butcher anything.
All right. So we're going to take a moment. We're going to listen to Pain Inside by Scarlet Sky. We'll be right back with Gregory.
Of you, now you know what I've been.
All right, so that was Pain Inside by Scarlet Sky. With me now is Greg. And if you're just tuning in, you missed us talking about all kinds of stuff, local scene stuff, XRP stuff. My students were listening. They'd be yelling at me because I tell them they're not allowed to use the word stuff, and I just said it like 10 times.
Stuff.
That's right. I teach science. You can't say stuff in science class.
Science is cool and stuff.
See, now you're in trouble.
I'm not your student.
We have new disciplinary forms, and one of the classes was annoying me a little bit, and I took one out. I grabbed a form, I put a piece of tape on it, and I hung it on the board, and I went, that's so I remember that I'm allowed to use that, and it's a visual reminder to you that I'm allowed to use that. It worked for about 5 minutes. But anyway, do you guys have anything coming up? Like any shows or
nothing at the moment?
You want to throw out some contact information? Maybe if a venue's listening, they may be interested.
Yeah, you can reach us on our Facebook, which is Scarlet Sky PGH. Or email scarletskypgh@gmail.com. We have Twitter and Instagram too, but I don't know what that stuff is.
I have Twitter and Instagram. And for the longest time, I didn't use either of them.
Twitter is hard for me because when I post stuff, it's long. And you can't do that on Twitter.
Most of my Twitter posts are what's playing on the Build a Scene radio station. It's automated. It does it automatically. Yeah. And then if you go to my Instagram, it is full of photos that I've taken of bands.
Can't beat that.
And most of them local, although within the last 2 weeks, you'll see two photos of the Kiss stage from the lawn. So really, you can just see the logo in the background, but...
Yeah, my phone, camera, whatever it shows is usually put away. I'm a in the moment kind of guy.
Well,
but you're taking photos,
yeah,
for them, so that's different.
I took two photos the night of Kiss. That was it, and they were both on my phone. I thought about trying to get into Pitt to take photos, but I was like, I don't even know who I'd contact. But I got to get a little better at that. Put Jonna on that. Jonna, figure out who I contact, please.
Yeah, I write on, well, it's been a few months, but I write like album reviews and stuff on the side for MSU Media.
Oh, yeah. Emmy.
Yeah, Emmy. And she knows how to get in the pits. She's always got like, photo passes and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I've seen her, some of her stuff with Steel Panther.
Yeah.
Trying to think who else I saw recently. I can't think of it off the top of my head right now, but some bigger name bands for sure.
Yeah.
She and I crossed paths for the first time at the Royal Honey CD release. Okay. Because the Borstal Boys were playing and she does their photos.
Okay.
And I was working on her website, so paths crossed.
She's big on John 5 too.
Yeah, she's
along with the Steel Panther guys.
Trying to think. She just moved to the eastern side of the state, if I remember correctly.
Napa Valley or whatever.
Yeah. She is out where 570 Press is, which is another website that I set up.
Okay.
That's the area code 570. They're affiliated with DI Records here in Pittsburgh. No one's here. So this is the perfect time to ask this question. When I say no one's here, it's just you from the band. Tell me about an embarrassing moment that happened on stage from one of the other band members. Something they did that embarrassed you.
That embarrassed me? Man, I don't know. I'm all in my own little world when I'm on stage. I give you an embarrassing moment on myself one time. I don't know.
I may even remember that now that you say
that. I honestly do not know, like, an embarrassing moment, like, on stage that anybody else does, because I'm up there and I'm just going to town.
See, that seemed like an easy one because they couldn't harass you. Well, not
they'd now. Harass me later on. That's what we do.
Oh, I know. This is a new question. So Vaz, which is a band out of Michigan, I shot them at the Radioactive Event Center in Tanning recently.
What are they called?
Vaz. It's spelled V-A-S-E, but it's pronounced Vaz. They are like a kind of grunge rock band.
Okay.
But I was there before the show started, and they were eating Bocelli's pizza, and they were talking about how good it was. And I said to them, see, I said to them, man, you guys should have picked like a mom and pop shop from the area. I was like, they're like, oh, this isn't one. I'm like, no, they're kind of a franchise in the area. I said, it's not bad pizza. I said, but you know, how often are you going to be here in Katanning? Should, you know, they're like, well, we didn't really, you know, the venue provided it. And so my question to you is, best pizza you ever had?
Best pizza ever? Mm-hmm. You got to come to Steubenville and get some DiCarlo's.
DiCarlo's.
Either that or the Terra pizza. It's like homemade, all Sicilian, like fresh ingredients. Square pizza is where it's at. Cold cheese on top.
I have not had that before. I've seen it.
You don't know what you're missing. It's a valley thing. Back to Bocelli's. I used to run a Bocelli's when I was like 22. When it was Pizza Outlet. Remember that?
I do remember that.
And then they changed the name.
Yeah, the one near us is only a couple miles from here. And I boycotted them for a while.
it's not authentic Italian quality because they're not Italian. Anyway.
I boycotted them because they shorted me a salad.
Okay.
And then they claimed that they brought the salad afterwards, and I never got salad. And when I called to complain again, their driver was like, I can't it to you. I'm like, you did not. So I don't know if the driver ate it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
So we didn't order from there for like a year and a half because of a salad.
I was a pizza delivery guy before too. I know what it's like. You get hungry on the road.
I was so mad. But I for a while there I was on a deep dish kick, which is hard when you live in Pennsylvania. Because there aren't many places to make them.
Pizza Hut.
Now.
Bocelli's used to have one.
Pizza Hut does the Detroit. I'm looking Chicago. Although we did do the Pizza Hut Detroit a lot recently.
Is that the long one with the sauce on top?
Yeah. And then
I haven't tried that.
They burn the cheese on the edges. It's good. But it's not Chicago style. I've been to Chicago one time. I went there to watch the Penguins play the Blackhawks outdoors, and
one of the Winter Classic games?
Yep. The two best things that happened that weekend were, one, the pizza, and two, I went to a buddy Guy's. He has a restaurant, and it was amazing there. The only complaint I had was that they sell RC Cola, and I don't like RC Cola.
I like it.
It wasn't enough to complain about. It was awesome. We were eating, and Buddy Guy lives upstairs in the building.
No way.
And his Grammys were on display, and there was a guy playing acoustic blues on the stage while we were eating. It was really cool. So if you're ever in Chicago, check out Buddy Guy's. And they say that he sometimes comes down. He didn't when we were there, but. This cool atmosphere, guitars hanging all over the walls with stories about them. And it's just a cool place.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm going to give you one more off-the-wall question, and then we will head into the night. This I recently asked this one again, but I used to ask it a lot. Give me one thing that you love about the music scene and one thing that you hate and wish you could change.
All right. The thing that I hate is selling tickets for national shows, which, I mean, I do. I'm a hustler when it comes to that stuff, but I wish I didn't have to. And something that I love it when the entire tri-state like comes together. I mean, because really it's one scene. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, Ohio and West Virginia don't have much, so Pittsburgh's our home, even if it's not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like the unity between the whole tri-state.
And really,
like the good causes that, like you know, Rock for Life and all that stuff. You know, every band that I'm close to will do a benefit or something, like cancer or for kids, like any time. You know what I mean?
I do.
So,
I along those lines, you mentioned Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. So Jonna, who is clearly really big in the Pittsburgh scene. Not from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, she's in West Virginia.
She is.
Way up in the panhandle.
And she and I do a lot of work together. So much so that I'm actually the vice president of First Angel Media. And I don't say that a lot. I don't know why. But it usually catches people off
guard. I didn't know that.
See? I joke around that my job is to make sure the website keeps working and keep Jonna calm. Everybody else has the easy jobs.
Which one of you two gives the best photography tips? Do you get tips from her? Does she get tips from you? Or
that's a great question. So I actually started taking photos way back at the first Rock for Life show I ever went to. So over 20 years ago.
Okay.
But I never had good equipment. So,
you had a flip phone.
I had a Sony Mavica at one point. I had some Fuji film digital cameras. And Jonna and Raina Pelly. Are you familiar with Raina?
Name sounds familiar.
Right, so
you meet a ton of people playing, so
The two of them, Raina I knew first, but the two of them are probably the top two photographers in the area right now. And there was also a guy named Dan. I don't know his last name. It's Dan GTX. That's what his name is.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So Dan taught Jonna. And Jonna, between Jonna, Dan, and Raina.
Dan moved to like Maryland or something, didn't he?
Yeah, he's working in DC.
Yeah.
Between the three of them, they have taught me a ton. So, Jonna still answers questions when I'm out at a show and I'm struggling. I'll send her a message on Facebook and be like, "Hey, this is what it looks like. What do I need to adjust?" So, she's still giving me tips. Not as many as she did in the beginning. And something that I've told on this show before, I really, you know, my thing with First Angel was I was doing the website and I did my podcast, and the photo thing was really just when I went to Rock for Life shows. And yeah. I was at a Rock for Life show and Raina let me use her backup camera. She's like, "Here, try this." And she was talking me through it. And next thing I know, John was like, "Hey, I'm sending you my camera." So she sent me her backup camera, and that's what you've been seeing photos from recently.
Cool.
So Jonna is really big into, well, she is the reason that I'm now doing the freelance photography thing.
That's pretty awesome.
And I really do like it. I had no idea I was going to like it as much as I do. But
if I wasn't playing, I'd probably get into something like that. So, I mean, I write reviews occasionally when I have time, mainly in like the winter months when work's slower. But
I hate writing, but you will find short reviews from me on First Angel Media occasionally.
Mine are, like, I won't write a review on an album that I don't like because I won't bash somebody just because I don't like it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, I go, like, in depth, like, song for song. It's not just some little paragraph and a half review that you see. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I go in, like, detail.
What I've been doing is when I go out and do the photos, I'll write a review about the show. And, you know, this is what I
do some of those, too.
I tend to avoid doing the album and song reviews. It's just not my thing.
Yeah. I mean, shows are more fun, you know, writing. Mm-hmm. But
I tell you what, when I went to the Royal Honey CD release, it was at the Thunderbird Cafe. Right after.
Love that place.
Yeah, it's the first time I ever
been there. The first time we played with Blacktop Mojo, it was there.
Was it in the basement?
Oh, yeah, that place is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I walked in, and, you know, you walk past that little bar, and that's what it looks like to be in the building. And then when you go downstairs, you're like, how does this even fit in here?
I heard that they used to have bands upstairs.
Yeah.
Like, by that little bar. Like, where?
Yeah, there's a little stage there behind glass.
I didn't see it.
So when you walk past the bar,
okay,
it's on the left, and then there's the hallway that you go down to go downstairs. Yeah. Right. It's right before you go down that hallway.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, the only reason I noticed it was because Dominic Fusco was playing in it when I walked in. And there's a photo of him that he uses a lot where he's in a blue light.
Okay.
Yeah, I took that photo. Just take
lots of photos.
Like I said, I enjoy it. But I pulled my camera out and just snapped. I snapped like two of them, and I went downstairs. And it was just there's Dominic. Let me real quick take a picture of him. He uses it a lot. So I like it. I like when that happens.
Yeah, I remember when I met the guy from Drusky there to get the tickets that we had to sell, or Live Nation, whatever, which one it was. I think it was a Live Nation Pittsburgh show. Met them there to get the tickets. They wouldn't let me downstairs to see, because there was a band sound checking down there. They was like, you can't go down there, they're sound checking. I wanted to check it out before we played. And then when we walked in the day of that show, it was like, wow, where'd this place come from, you know?
It's like the Batcave.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Would love to play there again.
We have, speaking of First Angel, Randy Cole works for Drusky. And
he's usually our show, one of our show contacts when we do Drusky shows.
Yep. He is part of First Angel Media as well.
He is in, what's his band called?
Feast on the Fallen.
Yeah, we did a show with them at that old church with the sword fighting. Have you ever been there?
Oh, yes.
I can't think what it's called, but they were on a show with us there. I think it was the first show there. One of the first shows there.
New Kensington. I don't know that it actually has a New Kensington address, but it's by the New Ken Bridge.
Yeah.
The world's tiniest Sheets used to be there.
I remember that Sheets.
Thing was tiny. It's not open anymore.
No?
No. I used to tell my kids, if there were two people in there, you were touching each other.
Wow. Small.
It was little.
It's like one of them little gas stations. There's one like on 51, like you're heading to Jurgles. Or not Jurgles. Craft House. Yeah. And there's this little gas station on the right-hand side, and you walk in and you don't have room to move, like when you're walking up to the counter.
I'm trying to remember the name of that place. It's terrible because it was affiliated with First Angel. It isn't anymore.
No, I can't even remember. Like we did that one show there.
I saw Nine Stitch Method there.
And, yeah.
And Victoria's Fire.
Okay. It was like the drums were on the stage and everybody else was on the floor.
Yeah. Why can't I remember the name of it? That's terrible. I did a photo shoot there with Jonna with Transcendence.
Another cool band.
I can't believe I can't remember the name of it. They do the sword fighting stuff still there, I believe.
Yeah.
And there's archery in the basement. And
yeah, it was like in between each set there was a sword fight of some sort.
And they did some kind of Harry Potter night too.
Yeah, the show we did there was like an autism benefit, if I'm not mistaken.
I think of the name of it. It'll come to me, but not when I need it.
Right.
See, there's that almost 45 thing that I was.
Yeah, I could get on Facebook right now and scroll through old pictures, but there's too many of them. I'd find a flyer or something.
I have not seen Feast on the Fallen live. They've been on the show. I play them on the station and on the show. I did their EPK. I haven't seen them live. Gonna have to change that.
Yeah, they were very impressive. Especially for the PA that we played at that show at that old church. It was like a little auditorium type PA.
Yeah, I know exactly what you were talking about. It was
up but on, yeah, they still sounded super tight.
Up on the altar.
Yep.
Two little speakers.
Yeah.
That's Suzanne from De Gregorio was the person managing it at the time. De Gregorio is her band. I think it's DeGregorioMusic.com. It's her website address, I believe. I helped her with that too. I'm all over the place. I used to tell people I'm like the Wizard of Oz. I'm omnipotent and omniscient, all knowing and all powerful. That's not true.
Sounds like some Faith No More lyrics there.
It's not true, but it sounds cool. Just like I used to say that I was going to be the East Coast Suge Knight.
I wouldn't want that affiliation.
Oh, yeah, it minus the guns and the drugs and just the music part. Can I do just that? Can I
pick? Oh, yeah. Just do the business part of it, the clean business part of it.
Yes. But, all right, well, Greg, I am going to let you go. I want to thank you for hanging out with me on 590.
Pleasure, as always.
And everybody make sure you...
We'll have to do the new podcast one of these days. You'll have to explain to me how that works.
I tell you what, I will do that when we get off the air right here. It's
real quick. Cool.
Make sure you check out Scarlet Sky by going to scarletsky.bandcamp.com. Or if you're on Facebook, I can't speak tonight, Scarlet Sky PGH. And I don't know his Twitter or Instagram because he didn't either.
It's probably similar. Scarlet Sky PGH _ in there somewhere. I don't know.
But make sure you check them out and check us out each and every Friday at 8 p.m. if you want to listen on the radio station on buildthescene.com/radio. I mentioned a whole bunch of radio stations at the beginning of the show. I am not going to attempt to do that again. The times for those shows can all be found at buildthescene.com. Go to the PA Rock Show section, and there's a list that shows you what time the show airs on all the different stations. I will check you out next week, and we'll see you then.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.